Hey, this is
Sons
of
Rick,
and you're listening to
CFRC
101.9
FM.
Communication is everywhere, but what is it? Communication is how you share your thoughts, your opinions, your culture, from what you see on TV to what you post online. But what about the people who are not being seen or heard? AMI is a media company that strives to be a voice for Canadians with disabilities, whether it's through positive portrayal, reflection, and accessible media. AMI believes everyone should be included, and that includes you. AMI is inclusion. Experience AMI at amiplus.ca.
You are listening to the only destination for local music, sports, and news, CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Moe's Tavern. Hold on, I'll check. Hey, everybody. I'm a stupid moron with an ugly face and a big butt, and my butt smells, and I like to kiss my own butt.
That's a good one.
Wait a minute.
Wednesday, everyone. My name is Jeff the Nerd, and I'm joined here by my co-host Simone the Moan, who's just given her on the trying to figure out the Instagram live. It's Indie Morning Wake Up. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. Welcome. My name is Jeff the Nerd, and this is CFRC Radio coming at you live from the lower level of Carruthers Hall, right in the heart of downtown Kingston, here in the scenic Queen's University campus, home of learned doctors and blonde squirrels. And if you're listening from anywhere in the like 400 mile radius or kilometers or however you want to say it, it's hot out today. It is quite a scorcher. That's right. We are coming at you live. It is July 16th, and we are in the middle of a 2-week heat wave. It's crazy. I'm currently sitting pretty in the Limestone City at 24 degrees Celsius. It is going to top out at 32 degrees today with a Humidex making it feel like 41. High humidity, smoke in the air. Take it easy, people. Just hang out with Simone and I for the next couple hours because we are going to be spinning some mean tunes for you today. We're back to form. It's a regular show. We got a little bit of everything. We've got quite a lot of good disco tunes. We just heard If I Can't Have You by Yvonne Elman. That's a classic from the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. We got more of that good stuff to come. So again, keep us locked and ready to rock until 10 o'clock. We've also got a nice ice cool treat for our breakfast later on in the show from our amazing sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods. You gotta say Old Farm Fine Foods. Oh, I can see you. I know you're there. And also today we're going to be talking a little bit about the Superman movie, which I got to check out last Friday. And there's some Emmy Awards nominations to talk about later on.
Ooh.
Yeah, thanks. She is here, I promise. And we're also going to talk a little bit about what's going on in and around downtown Kingston. Hey, Simone, how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Just fine, you?
Good. You know, just like we're just dealing with all the technical difficulties, but I think we're just sitting pretty right now.
Oh, yeah.
We've got the live going on.
Oh, so we're on. Oh, nice.
Yeah, we're on. So join us. We're happy to have you. If you are driving along or hearing us on the radio, for those of you who are online, please drop in. We've got the live going on right now. If you want to know where to watch the live, it's a very big, long name, Simone the Moan at CFRC Radio. So exactly as it sounds. So SimoneTheMoane.
@CFRC Radio.
I'm really sorry, you know, when I made it, I didn't know what I was doing. Okay, I didn't
know. You don't need to apologize for anything.
I didn't know what was involved, but now I do.
Think of it like a treasure hunt.
We'll tweak it a little bit. Yeah, we'll tweak it a little bit, but certainly you will, if you are looking for me, you will see on the profile a little black girl with some headphones on. That's your girl. That's
right
me.
On.
Yeah.
Excellent. So you got us here for the next couple hours, and I say we get to it. It's our heat wave show today.
I'm very excited. Very, very excited.
Excellent.
We got some disco going on. We got some little, you know, my little antics. I always got a little antic
totally.
Going on, you know, and we got the tickle trunk.
Oh, the tickle trunk's back.
Tickle trunk's back. If you don't know what I'm talking about, for those of you who know Mr. Dress Up, it's bliss. It's bliss. So the tickle trunk is back and we'll see what we have in the tickle trunk.
Right on.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to the first set of tunes. Here's a classic golden oldie from Nancy Sinatra. This is The Last of the Secret Agents right here
on CFRC.
Dean, or you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
I can't afford to be broken forever. Connie Calder, and you're one of the fabulous listeners to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
A night away could do us some good, maybe. Cross that bridge, sink or swim or drown lately. Why you acting so honey, gaga jock with a poker face? You ain't that. When I want it, when I need it, where the hell are you? When I crave it, when I'm trying to lay up right beside you. You leave me on the phone, constantly wanting more. When I'm pleading to you, baby, give it to me. I can't wait all day. Swishing my face, you knew exactly how to play. Give me hooked on your touch and the way that you treat me like any other trick. Guess I'm that chick. When I want it, when I need it, where the hell are you? When I crave it, when I'm trying to demonstrate what I can do. You leave me on the phone, constantly wanting more. Maybe this is how you want it to go over.
Summer.
It is a hot summer.
As MC Hammer says, let the Holy Spirit cool you off.
Or a garden hose.
Oh, or a garden hose. Either way, it's nice and cool.
We're coming at you live from Kingston, Ontario, Canada. And if you're in the region, the city, the general vicinity, it's hot. It's a steamer. It's like week two of this like heat wave.
Yeah.
And today they're saying it's going to top out at 32, but it's going to feel more like 41 with the Humidex.
Ah.
So there's a lot of chit chat online about like swimming holes right now. There's some hidden spots in Kingston, and I don't know if I'm ready to like give that up on the radio.
Because then it would be so filled, and then you wouldn't be able to enjoy it.
Exactly.
I think you have a point there. You might want to keep it to yourself and me.
But then, yeah. But then, you know, I feel like I'm doing a disservice to those that might be sweating it out. So maybe.
I know, but like sometimes you gotta keep it close to the chest sometimes.
So maybe you will.
Maybe, okay. Yeah. Maybe your top three.
Top three.
You know what I mean? And maybe there's one that you give to the masses. Do you know what I mean?
We'll do the real.
And then
we'll
you keep one for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll start with like maybe like the. Not so much a location, but like a strategy. Have you ever busted a fire hydrant?
No.
Neither have I. I've always wanted to try. What's the fine for that, do you think, if you break a fire hydrant?
Oh, there goes the line. Of course, there goes.
We are also broadcasting sort of on Instagram Live.
We're
trying it out. You know, like summertime around CFRC is very chill. You know, you can tell if you're down here by how clean it is. Because, you know, it's Queen's University. We're a campus community radio station, and a lot of the students are gone for the summer. So this is the time that Simone and I get to kind of experiment with our multimedia. So if you want to check out Simone the Moan at CFRC Radio, all spelled out, it's all one word, on Instagram. We're going live. We're live. We've got a very wonky tripod. It's falling all over the place. But like I said, it's summertime. It's chill down here. We're doing our best. But like I said again, my name's Jeff the Nerd, and this is Indie Morning Wake Up Call. And this segment, we like to talk a little bit about what's going on in our lives. And other than sweating it out in the heat and trying to find good hidden swimming holes, you know, we're just enjoying summer in downtown Kingston. Simone, did you go to any of the buskers?
Yes, I did. You did. Yes, I did.
Which buskers did you see?
I was just partying so hard.
Were you?
I was just like trying to reclaim some
lost
high school that I never had because I was always by myself in my room. So I went to the buskers. I think it was the second day that I went.
Okay.
And honestly, I'm not very tall, so I really couldn't see anything.
Right.
Because all the tall people were surrounding the buskers, and I'm just too short.
Busker strategy for you.
Yeah, but
take your nieces, because then you can get to the front.
Ah, the children.
Yes, the children are the way.
Yeah, children are our future. Teach them well, let them lead the way. Lead the way to the buskers, to the front row. So anyway, I wasn't able to kind of get there, but they now have bleachers, which is a nice feature.
Nice.
That I've never seen before. Really big, tall bleachers, so more people were able to see.
Good.
And so I had some friends who were up in the bleachers, and they literally helped me up. It was so sweet. I just grabbed people's hands, and everyone was just like pulling me up step by step, you know, because I have no strength.
As they
right?
take your wristwatch.
You know? So that was great. And then they played some tunes, high school tunes. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't really know the song, but you associate it with that time in your life.
Right.
And so you just like, oh, I never knew there was a love like this before. You know, I'm like,
yeah.
I'm all dancing like I know the song, and I don't.
Cool.
But so I did that. And then later on, there's a DJ. It's called DJ True Ways, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
And we just danced. It was so great because there were kids there, too.
Nice.
And they're, like, doing cartwheels and stuff. It was really family, like a whole big family celebration. I had a really great time.
Oh, sweet.
And a great time.
You are living life to the fullest.
Living life. Did some salsa, too.
Oh, good, yeah.
Salsa in the Square. That's happening every Tuesday, 6:30 to 7:15. And then the rest is just social dance, get to know people.
Cool.
You're
out there living it up in the summer.
Living it up, great stuff to do in downtown Kingston.
Yeah.
And it's free. The stuff is free, man.
Oh, yeah. So you got it. Yeah, I mean, there's no excuse. We were saying off air that, like, you know, we come in and we're sweaty and we're hot and we're like, oh, this summer, blah. But then it's like, remember February. Remember going home at 4 p.m. and it's dark and cold and miserable.
Yeah.
And so, like, this is what we wanted. This is what we asked for.
This is what we wanted.
So as long as everyone stays chill, stays hydrated, stays cool.
Yeah, stay hydrated.
And then maybe later on in the show, we'll reveal some secret swimming hole spots. I think Kingston needs a pool mobile. They used to have pool mobiles back in the day.
What's a pool mobile?
It's like a giant truck with a pool on the back. I think it was Chicago or
Are
Detroit.
Are you serious?
Yeah, The Simpsons made a big joke of it, and it turns out it was a real thing.
No way. Well, I know during, like, when the truckers were in Ottawa many moons ago, they had people with, like, hot tubs on the truck.
Fighting for our freedom with a jacuzzi party.
I thought it was great. Honestly, I thought it was great.
So,
I loved all of it.
Someone can make a mint if they, like, would drive one of those around downtown. Maybe not a hot tub, but a tub.
Even just for the pictures alone, for people to throw on Instagram.
Heck
alone.
Yeah.
Just for that.
I would love that.
For the gram.
All right.
That's going to be our next business, Jeff.
We're going to figure it out.
Yeah,
it's
me and you.
Be really good. If anyone has a buttload of chlorine, let us know. The last set, we heard a brand new one. Or no, it wasn't brand new. It was newish. Tafari Anthony with Falling Back. Before Tafari Anthony, we heard Rent for Short.
Mm-hmm.
On My Way. Also in there. This was brand new from The Low Spirits. What does that one say?
Can't Love You Back.
Nice.
Ooh,
good little
Can't
punky.
Love You Back.
Good. I guess they've got low spirits.
Oh, no.
And we open it up with Nancy Sinatra. You may have heard of her and her hit from back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
The Last of the Secret Agents.
Yeah. And before we forget, I don't want to forget my tickle trunk.
Oh, yes.
Okay, let me just quickly show you guys again. If you're on the Instagram, here's the tickle trunk. If you all, like, we're all the same generation who had Mr. Dress Up, and you know he did all kinds of shenanigans with Casey and Finnegan and the drawing and the...
I've been using Grammarly for 3 years, and I...
Sorry.
Drawing and the crafting, and he had a tickle trunk where he always had some kind of interesting outfit.
Yeah.
So I'm going to just continue on with that Canadian tradition of having a tickle trunk. So next segment, we're listening to some tunes, and we'll get into... Well, I'm just going to put on... Well, maybe I should...
We'll do it next segment. We got to get back to the tunes.
Okay, we got some time. Okay. Yeah. Jeff is helping me along.
Awesome.
Okay, yes.
So next up, we're going to hear Party Girls by Gingerello. That's another new one right here.
On CFRC.
Awesome.
To CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Time. turn this damn bus around. That'll end your precious little field trip pretty damn quick, huh?
Shout out to CFRC and the campus and community radio at Queens University. Much love to everybody. Much love to all the Nehruvians listening. Peace.
Certainly, we committed.
yes. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Welcome back. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm so sorry. We've got a lot of moving parts today.
You're deep into this, this live stream.
So I'm looking at the live stream, looking at Nick there, CFRC alumni, amazing speaker. He does art, he plays music, he sings like the dude. The dude is like a Renaissance man. So I'm just wanting to see kind of what he wrote. And then we also have another camera here that Dino brings us a stand that we're very excited about. So lots of moving parts, but we're really excited.
Yeah.
And we're having a good time.
Oh yeah, totally. It's Indie Morning Wake Up Call. It's a madhouse in here today. We are live from the lower level of Carruthers Hall right here in scenic Queen's University.
Queen's University, yeah.
House of Learned Doctors and Golden Squirrels.
Yes. Have you seen any golden squirrels lately?
I saw a squirrel that had a golden tail, so I think it is part of the brood.
Okay, so he's part he's part of the family a little bit. Not a full gold.
Totally.
He's just part. He's like a half breed.
He's a mudblood.
So he's not really accepted.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't seen True Blue Golden Child yet on campus, but if you're downtown Kingston, you're on Queen's campus.
Always be on the lookout, because as we have said, they hustle. Those queen squirrels hustle.
They know what's up.
Yeah. If you want to be able to see a squirrel in transit, it's going to be slower. Go to Lemoyne's Point.
Yeah.
Because they're fed.
Lots of chipmunk. They're chunky
they're
fed. Out there.
Yeah, they're chunky.
Yeah. I miss the pig that used to go around Lemoyne Point.
A pig?
Yeah. So if you go to, this is another hidden swimming hole, by the way, is Lemoyne Point's great.
Really?
Yeah, it's fun. You got to check the E. coli count on the kitchen.
Just what I need. Like a urinary tract infection.
It depends. I mean, if it's fun getting it, why not? But there used to be a farm. If you go into the south entrance of Lemoyne Point, where there's that big farm and that big field, I knew the guy that used to rent that farm out, and it was a working farm. He was a baker, super nice dude from out west named Jesse, and he had this pot-bellied pig that would just roam through the park. And he would get reports from people saying that this pig was on the other side of the park at the entrance, like getting snacks and whatever. And so that means that pig was doing like multi-kilometer round trips every day, just like going around.
The pig was getting its steps in.
It was, yeah. I don't think that pig's there anymore, but there's still a lot of great animals.
So random. But it's a random, like, wild boar type pig roaming around.
Just roaming around.
That's cool.
He also had a cow get loose, and it was one of those things where, like, they had to find the cow because it was pregnant, and it was like this race against time. And then I think the city was, like, fed up with it. They were like, we're gonna charge you every day that you don't find this cow. I think they found the cow.
A cow, you would think it would be easy to spot.
The cow did not want to be found.
It just didn't want to be.
I think it liked forest living.
Really?
I think it just liked being in the woods.
You know there was a runaway zebra, right?
Where?
Somewhere, but they had to go and fetch the zebra. They had to get a helicopter.
Yeah.
And like scoop it up like in a bag.
Oh, I see.
And then like fly it away because it had ran away. I'll have to find the what's going on with that story.
That's still pretty cool though. I like that.
Runaway zebra.
I guess if you're in Kingston, Ontario and you're sweating it out like the rest of us are because we are in the midst of a heat wave, try Lemoyne Point. Having a nice little stroll out there. It's quite pleasant, quite good. But yeah, like I said, my name is Jeff the Nerd. And this time of morning, we like to do our breakfast nook from our amazing sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods. Old Farm Fine Foods at the corner of Barry and Clergy Street, right downtown Kingston. Get down there. It's it's your
Old
summertime.
Farm. Yeah, sorry, technical difficulties again. The camera just gave out on us, but it's okay. We're still live, and hopefully Instagram will not throw it away. But Old Farm Fine Foods,
yeah.
It's just a place to be.
Absolutely.
You got great food, made from scratch, made with a lot of love. All right, so you're not going to have all that junk and the preservatives and all that stuff.
I drove by Old Farm the other day, like I was on a delivery, and I drove by in the car.
Yes.
And I smelled bacon and onions coming from that kitchen. It was crazy.
Did you?
I almost got in an accident. It's dangerous.
Be careful. Smell. It's so good.
What did we have for breakfast, though?
Oh, yes, that's right. We had some ice cream.
Did we?
Yeah, we did. Okay, so you gave me the cherry.
The Bordeaux cherry.
Which is good.
It's
like,
delish.
I like that. Really nice. And then you had the other flavor was bubble gum and, like, all manner of, like, everything.
I call it clown vomit. We always have to have an insane flavor of ice cream for the children because they love, like, the crazier looks. They don't care what it is.
It is very colorful,
so
right?
It's the moon mist, which I guess is a big thing out in the Maritimes. Like, people from the East Coast are like, you guys have moon mist. This is crazy.
Yeah.
And so, it's bubblegum, grape, and banana. all mixed together. Aww. And it is surprisingly delicious. You can't lose with the Kawartha Dairy Ice Cream.
Nice, nice.
It's
really
so good.
Really good.
So if you're downtown, let's say you're downtown for a baseball tournament. I see that City Park in downtown Kingston on Barrie has put up bleachers for this their big baseball diamond. So I think there's a little girl baseball tournament.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Got the ice cream burps. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Alan.
I think there's a little girl baseball tournament going on this weekend. So nothing like a good summertime ball game, though.
Yeah.
I love doing that.
You know I'm playing baseball now, right?
What?
I'm playing softball.
You got all sorts
Mondays.
Of stuff going on.
Yeah, but it's so good. Like, and you know what? I'm not an embarrassment.
Oh!
I can get on base.
Well.
Yes.
they walk you, though, don't
well,
they?
Well, anyway, like the last, so it's there on Monday, and I am so committed to trying to catch the ball.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That I stopped it with my face.
Yes. Yes. That's
and
happened
you know
to me
what?
Twice.
I didn't even cry. I just shook it off like a man.
Yeah. There you go. Wait till you play hardball. But like, that's where you have the glove up in the air and it goes past the glove and nails you right in the forehead.
But no word of a lie. I feel like I had a little bit of a concussion, but I'm like, I'm not crying in front of you. You people. I'm not doing it.
Well, which diamond were you playing? Was it close to the hospital?
No, this
oh,
was,
well,
it was,
sorry.
I don't know where this was.
Yeah.
I don't pay attention when, like, I'm being driven.
I can't see you as a solo player. I see you as a bunter. You're probably, I see you as
I
a serial bunter.
I am not bunted. No, where.
Like, here comes Simone.
Girls,
she's going to bunt. Everyone crowd the plate.
All the girls on the team or whatever, they do the bunt.
They do the
right?
bunt?
Because we can't run fast, right? And I can't run fast
You're
to save my life.
You're not playing in heels.
Do you know what I mean? I can't run fast to save my life. I refuse to bunt. I want to hit that thing out of the park. You
Good.
Know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I want a line
dingers.
Drive.
You want to hit
Do you
some
know what I mean?
Dingers.
Yeah, that's what I
nice.
Want. So I'm like, there's no way. Like, so I could bunt, but no, I hit it and I hit like, you know, every so often.
We choose not to bunt.
More often than not, I get on base and I get home. And
Sweet.
I won a game for the team. Do you know what I mean?
All right,
so, look,
all right.
You know, I'm not boasting or anything.
No, of course not. But that's fantastic. That's classic summertime stuff right there.
It's great. Like and the air, you know, like it's like 5 o'clock, so
yeah.
It's called golden hour, and then you start to get a little bit of a breeze.
Look at you, golden hour.
You
tell
know what
me
I mean?
You're not a photographer.
You
Good
know,
Lord.
But you just feel like you're in a field of dreams. I'm like, where's Kevin Costner?
Yeah, yeah.
He's literally going to jump out of the corner. It's that nice.
That's awesome. Yeah. Classic summertime stuff right here
summertime.
At CFRC.
Yeah.
Awesome. Right on. Well, it's about 8:45. We got some tunes to play. Then after 9, we're going to do our weekly community events roundup where
yes.
we find what's going on.
Also, Tickle Trunk.
Oh, you want to do a Tickle Trunk? We got some time. Let's do a Tickle Trunk.
Okay, so
all right. Simone's got this whole Tickle Trunk thing going on. You remember Mr. Dress-Up, Casey and Finnegan, those creepy puppets?
They were kind of creepy.
They were creepy, but it was a Tickle Trunk that kept me tuned in.
Yeah. You wanted to see what Mr. Dress-Up was going to pull up. So
here's
my Tickle Trunk. For those of you who are watching us live
on Instagram.
Okay, so I'll try to describe it to you, everyone else who is listening out there. So I've got a box.
sure
it's
do.
A regular box that I covered with wrapping paper. Okay, there's a lot of butterflies on it. So let's take a look at what's inside. So I'm going to open it up. And our theme today, we have quite a few poppy.
There you go.
Jeff, that's awesome. Okay, wonderful. So poppy stuff, disco stuff. Okay, so I've got some lashes because you can't have a disco party. You can't dance without
fake eyelashes.
With your fake eyelashes. Yes, us ladies are obsessed with this. Yes,
really?
It's crazy. Yes, it's very...
stared at me
really
when you said
unsettling
that.
Unsettling in person, but they look great in pictures.
How many, like, are you wearing fake lashes right now?
No.
Okay, good.
So I'm going to pop these on.
My whole world.
It's like a magnetic, like, solution that
Weird.
I put on my eyes.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've got that.
I imagine, I'm going to keep this on repeat. I imagine that you have to, like, put them on at night and then sleep on your face all night so they adhere to your eyelids.
Well,
is that how it works?
That's one way.
Okay. That's what I do.
That's what you do?
Go ahead.
Okay, we got some hair because, like, you got to have hair.
Give
all right,
me
you got long hair. Long hair, don't care. So, Disco Queen.
Looks like a dead muskrat, yeah.
Okay, look at this. No party is like disco girl, complete with bell bottoms. Look at that.
Oh, those are hot pink.
Hot pink.
Sparkly.
You know, Barbie.
Very Barbie-esque.
Very Barbie-esque. This actually is a Barbie uniform. She's got a little jacket that goes with it. Great. Okay. And we've got some sunglasses. Got some earrings. We got like all kinds of stuff. I'll put that on, okay? No outfits complete without perfume.
Perfume.
Got some perfume.
But you can't see perfume. What do you mean it's part of the outfit?
Well,
it's ridiculous.
It's for me.
Oh, I see.
Okay, it's for you.
Dolce & Gabbana.
Dolce & Gabbana. We're not messing around. This is not a sponsorship. This is just
D&G.
This is just my craziness.
That's how we're gonna pivot you into becoming an influencer.
Okay, so you've got that as well. That's gonna go on. I've got a brush. Okay.
I'm an aqua velva man
myself.
I've got
a microphone. Okay, because the Dancing Queen has to. Well. She doesn't really have to sing, but
she seems like she wants to sing.
I have this like microphone, and I just have to bring it.
Oh my goodness! This is what like you turned into a completely different person now that we've got this Instagram live. You're like, you are on.
Okay, I've got all this. This is like if I want to be a little bit more modest. Modest is hottest. We can put that on.
So what is that for the listeners? That's a long sleeve pink
long
top.
A long sleeve, yeah. There's more hot pink.
I nailed it.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so that's what's in there.
I'm learning, people.
I'm going to change.
Okay.
Well, and then emerge.
Well, when you're changing, we're gonna play a few more tunes to get us to the 9 o'clock hour, and then you'll be ready in your like weekend wear for some of the events that we're going to talk about at 9.
Yes.
But we'll get to it. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
Simone the Moan is insane. Last set, speaking of breakfast, we just heard a new one from Japanese Breakfast with Picture Window. Nice melancholy summer tune there. Also in the last set, we had a classic from Prince with I Would Die For You.
Ooh, that was good.
It's really good. Off the Purple Rain soundtrack. Before Prince, we heard a moldy oldie from Wilson Pickett with Land of a Thousand Dances. I can't have a summertime heatwave show without Tim Wilson. And we opened up with brand new stuff from a band called Gingerella, which I really like that name, and their tune Party Girls, because we're in here with a multi-tripod party girl.
Oh yeah.
Named Simone the Moan. It's 10 to 9. And we're gonna get back to the tunes. Here's an oldie but a goodie from Chromeo. This one's called Jealous Ain't With It.
Oh my goodness.
Right here on your station, the Rocks the Nation.
CFRC 101.9, baby.
Play with my mind, but when the boys from out of town, they come back around. I feel like I'm meeting you well. Yeah, I get jealous, but I'm too cool to admit it. When the fellas talk to my girl, I ain't with it. I get jealous, but I'm too cool to admit it. When the fellas talk to my girl, I ain't with it. I get jealous, but I'm too cool to admit it. When the fellas talk to my girl, I ain't with it. I get jealous.
Is this the untimely end of Milhouse?
But Milhouse is my name.
But I thought I was the only one.
A pain I know all too well.
So this is what it feels like when doves cry.
In my mind, there's a face on my lips. There's a name. There's no place for the man that I love. 'Cause I'm living my life just to sing and be free. From LA to New York, from New York to LA.
Thank you. you are tired of the algorithm-based music age we are in and looking for unique, boundary-pushing new sounds, join me, Luke, and oftentimes friends on The Grove every Tuesday at 3. We will listen to and discuss music from electronic to alternative. See you there.
What's up? We're Kings of Queens. You're listening to CFRC
101.9.
Did you know that when a car hits a turtle, their shell can crack?
Turtles need to get from one side of the road to the other to find food, mate, lay eggs without getting hit by a car.
It is a problem because a turtle can get seriously injured.
Slow down if you see a turtle on the road, and if it is safe, move the turtle across the road carefully.